Hello, this is the first edition of the Dire Show. We've got a quite peculiar topic to start this show with. It's not very funny, actually. This issue that I'm going to talk about really cost me a lot of problem, a lot of pain, breaking up in relationship, breaking up in a lot of things in my life. And if I can help somebody out there with my experience, and I actually managed to tame my baddest self, if I can say that. Basically, we're going to talk about porn addiction and compulsive behavior. I am not a doctor, by no means. I'm not qualified as a doctor. I'm just talking about my experience and the things that I did, the things that people have told me, the books I've read. And I think I know quite enough to actually talk about this and maybe help you guys, anybody out there that is that's struggling with masturbation, for example, or how many times they do it every day. I can definitely, that can resonate with me because that happened to me over the last six, seven years, really. But anyway, masturbation habits, how many times, you know, I mean, I had to ask this to my friends, my close friend. I'm not going to mention any name here, but most men, believe it or not, do it once a day. And women, probably some of them, they won't admit to it, obviously. But masturbation is quite normal. It's okay. But again, you know, here it's all about how many times you do it, you know. And don't judge yourself again, you know. It's with the problem here, it's how you your own self, you judge. And you be ashamed of yourself, you know, and stuff like that. So we can talk about this a bit later on, but stay with me, bear with me. We're going to start talk about how this problem actually came into my life. A few years, 5 years, actually 7 years ago, I used to have a good job, and I used to go in the UK a lot, you know, stay in hotels, and it was fun at the beginning, but eventually they became a bit bored, and obviously I started to watch a bit too much porn in the hotel room. At the time, I was smoking marijuana. I don't anymore, but well, I'm not ashamed of it. I used to do it. I used to do it quite a lot. I used to do it. Again, here, what's evident in my life is that bad habits usually comes in two, so it's not usually one. And marijuana was one of them. You know, I think at the time I didn't want to think too much because I wasn't very happy about my life or where things were going. So I guess masturbation was a way as well to concentrate on something else, and I would not think about my life while I'll be wanking, basically. But again, you know, masturbation is okay. You know, porn was okay as well. It just, again, it's just how many times you do it, you know. And when it becomes a problem, you know when it becomes a problem yourself. Again, you know, don't be too hard on yourself because, you know, once a day it's totally normal, it's fine, you know. Don't be too hard on yourself. But it depends on people, you know. Some people have got, you know, high sex drive, some don't. Anyway, so that's why it started for me. And it caused me a relationship breakup, obviously, because I would have sex with my girlfriend and then I would probably go out and watch some porn afterwards, you know, because I would not be satisfied, which is quite funny because you're never going to get satisfied out of watching porn. It's something that I understand now. But back then I didn't. I was chasing something that would never satisfy me. And believe me, it would never, never satisfy you. We're going to talk about the books that I read that I recommend towards the end, which I really recommend that you do if you struggle with this topic. So it caused me a lot of problem. It caused me a lot of problem in terms of self-esteem. You know, I felt ashamed of myself. I mean, I believe it or not, I could do it up to 12 times a day sometime, you know, even it would hurt, my penis would hurt, you know, and that is obviously something that I would not talk about with anyone, because I was so ashamed of what was happening in my life. But, you know, it's not something that came overnight, it's something that came with years, you know, and then eventually, you know, it becomes something that I do more and more, and before you know it, I knew at some point I'll realize that I had a problem that I would have a problem eventually with this, because I was getting out of control, you know. But, you know, I didn't really thought much of it, you know. I just thought, yeah, it'd be all right. But yeah, after doing this over a period of time, I think it was 6 or 7 years, he became something that I was totally getting out of hand. I couldn't concentrate. I had my own business back then in the UK, and I couldn't concentrate on my business more than a few hours a day because I had to take breaks. So it was I created my own prison, and I just at the end I just didn't know how to break free. But there is hope, my friend, and actually, a change of surrounding was the start, I think, of changes in my brain. Obviously, the books I read, or I went to see a psychiatrist, and you know, she told me about all this stuff. And obviously, you know, if you guys out there have a problem with it, seek help. But first thing, just talk to a friend about this. Don't keep it to yourself, because it's just not gonna help, you know. And I don't think you got a plan for it. Because believe me, I fucking try every plan that is possible that my stupid brain will put up to my face. I can't really remember any of them now because I don't think about it. But yeah, I've tried every avenues that don't work. The only one that works is stay busy, obviously, seek help, and change your surrounding. Change your surrounding was really the pinnacle. I can't remember the word in English, but the start of changes in my brain, and then from there on, you know, everything became more easier to deal with, because I really was at the point that I just didn't know what to do with myself, and I had suicidal thoughts. You know, I wanted to kill myself. I was like, if I can't keep myself from wanking all this time, all that many times, I'm just gonna finish it all. So it was very it's very sad when you think about it now, but that's the problem that it caused in my life, and that's why I can talk about this, because I'm glad I've made the changes and I feel a better man for it now. But anyway, I created my own prison. Yeah, I said that. So the changes I made, yes, I changed countries. Actually, went back to France for a while, and. And that was the start. Yes, again, to be surrounded by people that know me, because in England I didn't know. I had lots of friends, but I didn't have any family. And I think when you've got this kind of problem, you really need to surround yourself. I mean, I am lucky that I have still my mum and dad alive, and you know, not together. I was able to stay at my mum's for a period of time. You know, any addiction that you want to get rid of apparently takes at least 3 months. So if you want to do that, think about the long term. You know, if it's very severe condition that you have, then it might take longer. But you know, I thought it would take me years to overcome this, and actually it happened in a matter of a month, you know. So, but it's a struggle that you have every day, but it becomes easier the more you put stuff in place for you to be busy for once, and so you don't think about it as much, and you're surrounded by people that love you, so it's kind of easier. But for people out there that don't have family to look up to, well, definitely seek help in terms of psychiatrist and friends. Talk to friends if you have. Hopefully you do have some, unless you're a total bastard. But anyway, seek advice, really. Don't judge yourself too much, really. You know, it's very important. Because there is an happy ending, you know. I am the living proof of this. And trust me, you know, if you were to talk to me this time last year, I really was not able to see the end of it. I really couldn't see how I was going to tackle this problem, this compulsive behavior of mine. I had no idea. I was lost. I was totally lost. I just didn't know. I really didn't know, and I was worried. But you know, stay busy. I made a lot of changes in terms of keeping healthy physically. You know, I wake up every day early, 6, you know, 5:30. Went to do some exercise by the river. You know, listening to some audiobooks. You know, I will talk about audiobooks later on. Just really helped me mentally as well to keep busy, and physically to keep busy. You know, it really does trigger stuff in your brain that you feel happier in yourself. You know, and that is there is some little changes like this. You know, little changes that you do every day. You know, does add to massive impact in your life. And so if you struggle, start to to train, to just look after your body more, you know, eat healthier, you know, and read. And well, if you don't read, like I don't, because I'm a lazy bastard, I listen to audiobook. Audible are there. I mean, I only pay £8 a month. It's fantastic. You know, I listen more than one book a month. And I've had the application for about 6 years now, and I've read about 100 books. And that's more than I've read in my 20s and my 30s, because, well, actually, I'm in my 30s. But I cannot recommend enough reading about this, because I read a lot of books about addiction. By the way, at the time I was really, but towards the end of my addiction, my compulsive behavior, I used to do, I used to smoke about 8 joints, marijuana joints a night. I'll probably do a gram or two of coke a week. I'll have Viagra, obviously, because I'll wank for about 6 hours, and I'll make it last. You know, my idea was like, well, if I wank less, if I don't wake for 12 times, I can wake 6 times, but then I'll make it last, you know, on the weekend. And I'll have a good week, and I'll treat myself somehow. But it's all really funny when you think about it now. It's just weird. But I used to do a lot of drugs because again, you know, because you never get satisfied from porn addiction, from wanking, you always add up stuff to make it more appealing to your brain, because your brain is your best friend. It does know that there's something's wrong here. And because to overcome that, you turn to drugs. Because, you know, if you ever wank, I don't recommend this by any means, but I do remember the coke does tense the moment, you know. But it's just shit, because you feel like crap the next day, and it's just, again, it's just, you're always chasing something that's just never going to get satisfied from. You trust me on that. You never. There's not matter how many videos you can watch online, porn related, you're never going to be satisfied. And the thing is, I started to watch more hardcore stuff, because obviously a simple blowjob or simple, you know, stuff like would not do anymore. And I used to frighten myself, because I used to think, what happened? What's gonna happen in 10 years? Am I actually gonna watch? I'm gonna be into kiddie porn? And, you know, that's a very scary thought that I started to have, and I didn't like that person. I didn't like this guy that was what I was becoming with this, and because, you know, you get anesthetized. Oh, fuck it. You just the images doesn't really do anything for you anymore. So you look for something that's more hardcore. And that's not going to stop, you know. You're always going to look for something else. Unfortunately, my friend out there, trust me, you're never going to be satisfied from this. I will give you the books that I read, and they'll tell you the same, because that's where I read it from. And that's where I started to understand that I had a massive problem. Obviously, if you wank 12 times a day, yeah, you got a problem, you know. It's an unhealthy habit. Again, masturbation is a normal thing, you know. If you do it once, 3 times, sometime a day, all the time, it's okay. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Don't judge yourself too bad. But if you're above 10, well, if you're anywhere 5, there's something going on there that you need to address. So please seek help. But read about it. You know, well, don't read anything you read on the internet, but read some of the books I'm going to tell you now. The first one is Out of Shadows by Patrick Carnes. Sorry, Patrick, if I totally slash your name. Breaking the Cycle by George Collins, okay, MA, that's a master, I think. And Andrew Endelman, okay, that's Breaking the Cycle by George Collins and Andrew Endelman. Always Turned On by Robert Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, and Jennifer P. Schneider. Okay, that's Always Turned On. Recovery, Freedom from Our Addiction by Russell Brown. Yeah, Russell Brown, I thought he was a massive cunt, but actually, he's all right. You know, I mean, this book really helped me out. You know, he was very honest about his, he used to do, not coke, he used to do another drug that's bad, you know, shit. Heroin, that's it. Yeah, heroin and porn addiction as well. You know, he used to shag a lot, and he tells you, you know, same thing that I told you. That I read, you're never gonna get satisfied from shagging every woman that you can see. You know, it's just not gonna. It's not how you're gonna find satisfaction in your life. I think talking about it now, I think the Rolling Stone probably were talking about that same thing with the song "I Can Get No Satisfaction." I have to ask him if I ever met the guy. Anyway, atomic habits, that's nothing to do with sex-related addiction, but it's quite good about habits, you know, about how to change habits, because what you've got to have to do if you're going to change your current bad habits that you think you have, that you probably have if you listen to that far, you need to replace them by healthy ones. That's why I was saying, you know, exercise in the morning, read, be busy, stay busy. You know, it's the only way. Your habits are going to creep in the beginning, and you need to really replace them by something else. Otherwise, your brain is going to go into a psyche of going backwards. And rewire your anxious brain by Catherine M. Pittman, PhD in Elizabeth M. Carl. That's a really good book that was recommended by somebody that does NLP. That helped me a lot to understand why I was doing all this to myself, because as I said at the beginning, you know, I started to masturbate a bit too much when I was bored in hotels, because I was away all week. There was a deeper meaning to this, you know, there was something that I was not confronting in my head, and obviously stuff with my dad not being there when I was a kid. I was missing the love from my dad, and there was some truth in there that I had to look into, and that's funny that I had to go through this at 35 years old. But yeah, they fuck you up, as I say, you know, the stuff that happens to you when you're kids, it's just going to surface when you're older, and you need to address it, otherwise it's just going to leave not happy, it's going to spoil your happiness, it's going to spoil your life. And let's face it, there is life, there is a beautiful life, we're all lucky to be alive right now. The fact that you're alive right now, you're listening, is you're lucky, you know, you're lucky in a million, you know, in the balls of your dad, and obviously in your mum, you know, there's a million chances from you, little spermatozoid, you know, your head shaking, to go and create life, and so you're lucky, we're all lucky, you know, don't underestimate how lucky you are. I know it's sometimes easy to say, but you're very lucky to be alive, and life is beautiful, you know, there is a lot of things that are worth living for in this life. So that's it, you know, I hope that that I've been helpful to anyone that's having problem with this kind of compulsive behavior, because that's what they're called. Don't judge yourself too bad. Also, at the start, it's going to be difficult. Yes, it is. But it's not going to be as difficult as you think it is, depending on your addiction or how long you've been addicted to whatever you're doing. But seek help, you know, go out there, there is help, you know, don't give up there. There is a lot of free stuff that you can always get, but help, seek help, seek. Just talk to a friend, you know, talk to a good friend, talk to your best friend about this. You know, I know it's not easy to talk about this because you're probably very ashamed of this, but it's possible to. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, so start to read about the subject, you know, and seek help, because don't leave it. Don't think that your brain is gonna find a bloody plan, as you would find in the recovery book from Russell Brown. Hi, Russell, if you're listening, you probably not. What the fuck am I saying? But really good. He's saying, you know, that like I did, yeah, I tried every avenues that didn't work. You know, at the end of the day, because you can't really find, you can't get out of your own shit by yourself, by your own brain, because your own brain is the one that got you into this shit in the first place. So there's no way that your brain is going to get you out of this. So don't trust your own opinion on this. Trust somebody else's plan, not yours. I had to fucking get that. I had to learn this the hard way. But he's right. You know, you need to go and trust people that know what they're talking about. So professional will help. You know, don't trust your friend. You know, people are all got staying about stuff. But trust the professional on this. You know, and go out there and join a group. You know, join a sex anonymous group. There is loads of them everywhere around the world. There was a few in Birmingham I've joined. For a bit, scared the shit out of me as well. I thought, fuck, I'm alright. Some people have got a big problem, but I'm not judging, obviously, but yes, I am. Sorry. But what I'm saying is, there is help. Trust me, there is help. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, if you want to know more, if I can help, just contact me directly. on Facebook. I need to put a page on this, but I don't have that yet. But or just comment on this this app, I'm sure you can. On an iPad. Fuck it. I'm digressing now. Ah, man, I can't even speak English. Sorry, but just I'd like to, if you can comment or if I've been helpful to anyone, just let me know. I'm not going to stop anyway, because I'm 39 now, and yeah, this problem I've really stopped me. So, let's see you later, guys, and I hope you enjoy this.